All right, here's an idea for an Instagram pic, the Anza Trail reenactment at Griffith Park. Now, this weekend, horses and volunteer reenactors will gather to commemorate the 240th anniversary of the expedition. It's the first time Griffith Park has hosted the event. Marion Dodge is behind the project. She's also the vice president of Friends of Griffith Park. Marion, welcome to Take Two.
Good morning, Al, and thank you for having me.
Sure, sure. Now, for those who don't know, a small history lesson here. What is the Anza Expedition?
The Anza Expedition was very important to the United States. We all heard about 1776 on the East Coast. We all know what happened in Independence and
so
on.
That's the famous one.
That's the famous one. But over here in California, things were happening as well. Mexico, Spain was in Mexico controlling that, and the Anza was told to go across Arizona and go up north to San Francisco to establish a city in San Francisco because the Russians were coming down from the north and Spain wanted to make sure that they controlled California. So if Anza had not made that expedition, you and I might be speaking Russian.
And who, wow, who is Anza?
Juan Bautista de Anza was the colonel who was assigned, okay. He's a soldier, but it was a colonization expedition, mm-hmm. Not a military expedition.
How long was the trek?
They started out 1775, left Tupac, Arizona. It's a 1,200-mile walk.
Wow.
And half of the expedition members were children. I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
Three of them were pregnant women. I thought, whoa, that takes courage.
Yeah.
And they set off. They were like every other immigrant that's come to the United States. They were promised a better life. Anza said, you'll get a set of clothes and you'll get land. So it was an opportunity for a better life for themselves.
How many people were involved in this trek?
240 people. Plus 1,000 head of livestock.
Wow.
And so imagine what they looked like going
yeah.
along the trail.
Yeah.
They were a quarter of a mile wide and a mile long. So it was like a moving small village going along.
Now, why is this significant, especially to Los Angeles?
For us here, it's really significant because one of the perfectly ordinary soldiers who made the expedition was Jose Vicente Feliz. And as a matter of fact, sadly, his wife was the only death that occurred on the expedition. She died in childbirth first day out. But he continued, and he stopped here, but they continued on up to San Francisco. They established a presidio. He stayed in San Francisco for several years. And then he was reassigned to Los Angeles to come back and work in El Pueblo de Los Angeles. He became a comisionado, which would be like a city manager.
Okay, it's a lot of LA history.
He was here for a long time. He did such a nice job that he was granted Rancho Los Feliz in exchange for his services. And Rancho Los Feliz at the time was more than 6,000 acres, and it is the present day, it'd be Silver Lake, mm-hmm. Los Feliz, and Griffith Park.
Yeah, so there's a big LA connection. So this is the first time the Anza Trail reenactment is in Griffith Park. What will visitors see and experience?
We are going to have 15 riders in period costume ride in on horseback. Four of them have authentic 18th century saddles. Colonel Anza himself will speak to the crowd.
No kidding.
As will Father Sarah. And so they also have reenactors who will show what kind of food they ate on the trail, how they traveled. You'll learn how to make a corn husk doll. There'll be dance, music. We have a Tongva Gabrielino flutist who will play and representatives from the tribe.
Can people get involved?
Oh, yes, you can. The National Park Service will be there, and your kids can earn a Junior Ranger badge. If you have a fourth grader, this is the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, so fourth graders can earn a free annual pass to every park in the United States. The kids can go explore Friends of LA River's River Rover.
That's a lot to do that, yeah.
Yep. Our rangers will be there. They'll have animal pelts that kids can touch. The National Wildlife Federation will be there with our celebrity mountain lion, P-22. And And the National
P-22 won't be there. Really?
He will be there.
He'll be around.
He'll be a life-size cutout, okay. And kids love to stand with him and have their picture taken. So, well, and
if you agreed P-22 to be out there to the summer, you are a master negotiator.
He is not quite that cooperative. We like to give him his peace in the park.
Yeah. Now, as we mentioned, this event is the first of its kind for Griffith Park. Any plans for more events like this?
We'll have to see how it goes. See if we have other anniversaries to celebrate. But this was a long time planning. So... We're very excited to have them.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Marion Dodge is the Vice President of Friends of Griffith Park. She led the Anza Trail Reenactment Project, which takes place this Saturday in Griffith Park. Marion, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, eh?